today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Maseches Kelim and begin Maseches Ahalos. The last mission of Maseches Kelim talks about a broken glass bottle or jug. Tzlochus Ketana Shenitel Piyah, if the neck of the bottle gets broken off, Temeya, it's still Tameh because it's still usable as a Kli. Ugedola Shenitel Piyah Tahura, but if it's a large bottle, it's a large bottle where the neck gets broken off, it's Tahura because no one's going to use it anymore. They would throw it away because it's dangerous to leave it with its jagged edge, or when it's heavy and it would be dangerous. But a smaller bottle, since it's so light, even though it has a jagged edge, you can carry it delicately. Shel paliyatun shenitel piyah, a bottle of balsam oil, his neck was broken off tahora. Then it's going to be tahora because it becomes useless. Mipreishi sarach hasasiyad. Why is it useless? Because no one would ever use it, since it could scratch you and cut you. Legigin gedolim shenitel piyah. But when we're talking about big glass jars where the opening of the jar breaks, Tamehin, then even though it's very big, it remains Tameh because it's still usable. You would use it for pickles or for other vegetables that you pickle. A funnel that's made out of glass is Tahar because it doesn't hold anything. It just funnels things in, so it's not a real Kli. It doesn't have a base kibble. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ashrecha Kelim, Shenichnasta Betumah V'Yatzasa B'Tahara, that were so wonderful as Kelim, how it starts off on such a negative note of all the Avos HaTumah, but it concludes B'Tahara, it includes with a halacha about that which is Tahar. And that brings us to the first Mishnah in Maseches Ahalos. So says the Maseches Ahalos, as the name suggests, talks about Tumas Ohel. A mace is Mitame B'Ohel. So Shnayim Tamei B'Mace, Echa Tamei Tumas Sheva V'Echa Tamei Tumas Erev. Sometimes, starting with the mace, a second item will become tameh, and meaning two more items beyond the mace will become tameh. One of them will be tameh tumah shiva for 7 full days, and the other one will be tahar by that evening. So we're talking about how far the train of tumah goes. Starts with the mace, then to somebody else, then to something else. Shlosha tumah mace. Sometimes it goes another step where shnayim tumah tumah shiva, where the first two are going to be tameh tumah shiva ve'echa tameh tumah sarev, and the next one is going to be tameh tumah sarev. Sometimes it's the train goes another stop, but the first three are all Tamei Tumas Shiva, and only the last one is Tamei Tumas Erev. So we're going to obviously explain what we're talking about over here. So in the first mission, we only elaborate on the first one. What's an example of two, where only one is Tamei Tumas Shiva and the next is Tamei Tumas Erev? Adam Hanogea B'meis Tamei Tumas Shiva, V'adam Hanogea Bo Tamei Tumas Erev, that a person touches the dead body. The dead body is an avi avos hatumah. So the person that touches the dead body is an av hatumah. And he's tamei tumas shiva. He's tamei for 7 days. He needs the a for paradum and all of that in order to be mitar himself. The guy that he touches is only a rishon tumah and is only tamei tumas erev. Can go to the mikveh that night and he will be tar. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis.